Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor addition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
It's Wednesday, 17 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, or I guess I should say the PDB Late Afternoon Bulletin. Just made my way back across the country on a couple of flights and got back to the PDB secret lair a little bit later than expected. Anyway, I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, a new report is shedding light on Russian troop deaths on Ukraine's front lines as President Zelensky moves to boost military conscriptions to counter Putin's ongoing aggression. Also, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with China's defense minister on Tuesday. That was their first conversation in more than a year amid increased Chinese aggression in the South China Sea. Now, no offense, but with the current conflicts, instability, and tensions, you'd like to think that the defense ministers from the two leading global powers would chat more frequently than once every year or so. But first, our afternoon spotlight. We're learning more about just how many soldiers the Putin regime has sacrificed in their war of attrition against Ukraine, even as Russia gears up for a renewed offensive against the Ukrainian military. A report from the BBC on Monday confirmed that at least 50,000, that's 50,000 Russian troops have died fighting in Ukraine since the initial invasion in February of 2022. The bloodshed is a reflection of the Kremlin's so-called meat grinder strategy, which involves flooding conflict zones with overwhelming numbers of troops with little regard to their lives. Notably, the report found that Russian troop deaths accelerated year over year, rising by nearly 25% in the second year of fighting, amounting to 27,300 Russian casualties. The increase coincided with major Russian offensive operations across 2023 in the Donetsk region. Russia's capture of the eastern Ukrainian city Avdiivka last fall, for example, proved especially bloody. The outlet noted that the real number of deaths is likely significantly higher, but verifying that information can prove next to impossible, given that the Kremlin does not disclose their losses. For example, the BBC said their figures did not include deaths of militia in Russian-occupied Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, which have been significant. This includes losses attributed to Russia's paramilitary force, the Wagner Group, remember them, which has also seen their ranks devastated by more than 2 years of fighting. As we've previously discussed on the PDB, U.S. intelligence agencies said in December that some 315,000 Russian troops had been killed or wounded since the war began. That figure has since been revised upward to roughly 355,000, nearly the total number of ground troops that Moscow had at the start of their invasion. It's critical to note, however, that the U.S. intelligence assessment does not have separate estimates for how many were killed versus how many were wounded. The losses, however, are staggering for Russia. The 50,000 estimate from BBC, for example, is more than three times the losses incurred by Russia during 10 years of fighting in the Soviet-Afghan War of the 1980s. In that conflict, across a decade, Russia lost nearly 15,000 men. So, what has all that Russian blood bought Putin? Well, his strategy has resulted in nearly 20% of Ukrainian territory coming under Russian control. Unlike leaders in Kyiv, Putin appears to have absolutely no angst about sending Russian men to their deaths on the front lines to achieve his aims. Odd. Putin always struck me as a compassionate, empathetic individual, much like Stalin did. In Ukraine, meanwhile, President Zelensky signed a controversial law on Tuesday that expands the military's ability to conscript citizens into service. Specifically, the law requires all eligible male citizens to update their draft data with the authorities to make it easier for officials to identify possible recruits. To date, many draft-eligible men have avoided the war by staying out of contact with authorities. The bill will also offer financial incentives to recruits, including cash bonuses or money toward buying a house or car, while increasing penalties on those who try to evade the draft. A recent report from BBC estimated that roughly 650,000 Ukrainian men of fighting age have fled Ukraine over the past 2 years, and the government in Kyiv has opened roughly 9,000 criminal cases regarding draft dodging. The new conscription law came just weeks after Ukraine lowered their eligible draft age from 27 to 25, as the country is in desperate need of fresh recruits to replenish their frontline forces. In terms of losses, Ukraine has stated that roughly 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed so far in the war. But like with Russia's figure, analysts estimate the real number is higher. While neither country, for obvious reasons, has been transparent about their casualty counts, it's clear that Putin's war has taken a devastating human toll. Despite the losses, Russia is now reportedly preparing for a new phase of military mobilization of up to 300,000 people ahead of a planned summer offensive. Coming up after the break, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Chinese counterpart for the first time in more than a year Tuesday, as tensions continue to flare over a variety of issues, including China's continued aggressive behavior in the South China Sea. I'll be right back.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with 5 essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. Well, it's one step forward and one step back when it comes to U.S. relations with China. Actually,
Okay, not to be pedantic, but that would imply that the relations are neither improving nor deteriorating, since one step forward and one step back puts you, well, right back where you started. One step forward suggests that there is something positive happening with U.S.-China relations. And since there's not, let's just stick with one step back. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin held a virtual meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Defense Minister Admiral Dong Jun, yesterday. Now, that would be the first time that the pair have spoken in more than a year. It's frankly amazing that the Pentagon could find the post-it note with Dong's phone number. According to the Department of Defense, the two leaders spoke on an assortment of topics, including defense relations between the U.S. and China, as well as both regional and global security issues. During a briefing, Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Major General Pat Ryder told reporters that Austin emphasized the significance of respecting the freedom of navigation in the high seas as established by international law, particularly in the South China Sea. Ryder also reaffirmed the United States' commitment to continue flying, sailing, and operating safely and responsibly in regions permitted by international law. Austin also reaffirmed America's long-standing commitment to the One China policy, which asserts that there is only one sovereign state under the name China, which includes both mainland China and, of course, Taiwan. Admiral Dong emphasized the importance of the Taiwan issue to Austin, telling the Defense Secretary that the Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA, is committed to opposing any activities promoting Taiwan's independence, as well as any external collaboration and support for such movements. The call follows President Biden's meeting with China's President Xi Jinping back in November, where the two leaders promised to restore military-to-military communication. However, just 24 hours after Austin's call with his counterpart, we already have another incident that's raising tensions in the region. Oh, good. According to the U.S. military, a Navy patrol and reconnaissance aircraft flew through the Taiwan Strait today. That's the 100-mile strait that divides China and Taiwan. Although it's technically in international waters, China considers the passage of any foreign military aircraft or ships to be a challenge to its sovereignty. It makes them testy. A spokesperson for the Chinese People's Liberation Army said China scrambled fighter jets to monitor the U.S. plane's passage and to deliver a warning. Now, this back and forth after a high-level phone call is reminiscent of the recent phone conversation between Biden and Xi. Shortly after the two world leaders bid each other adieu and rang off, Xi had his Air Force and Navy engage in a significant intrusion of Taiwanese air and sea space. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Wednesday, 17 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.